Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, brothers, we on live.
Hello.
Hello, brethren.
Hello.
Brother Leroy Williams with the Church of Christ Power Edition, Warden, Texas. I and my co-minister, Brother James Johnson, I'm sure he's on or coming on. Are we here for you, brother?
Yes. Brother Park is here too. His brother Robinson.
All right.
What's your brother?
Robbins?
Robbins, yeah. Horace Robbins, Brother Horace Robbins.
And this is Open Forum, a Bible study program where you may call in and get Bible answers to all your Bible questions. This program is broadcast every Thursday from 7:30 till 8:30 here on Blog Talk Radio. And we invite you to tune in and call in with your Bible questions, and we'll give you a Bible answer. The number to call is 1-347-850-8256. That's 1-347-850-8256. And we encourage you, we want to thank you ahead of time for your questions or comments. At this time, we want to pause for prayer. We'll ask Brother Parker to word our prayer for us. Brother Parker.
Yes. Father God, we come humbly bowed before that throne of grace to thank you, kind Father, for this wonderful day that you've granted unto all of us that are on this earth, and especially those of the household of faith. Bless our families, our homes, and our loved ones, and let love abide as a mighty stream. And we continue to pray for this program and our two programs we have here on air, with the gospel going throughout the whole world. We hope, trust, and pray that it will touch souls and help the church, Father, to grow as you have said it would when we go and teach and preach the gospel and explain it. And, Father, this question and answer program is a wonderful program that people that need help can get help. Be with us, Father. Be with Brother William, Brother Johnson, Brother Robin, Brother Parker IV, and myself, Father, and anybody else that would like to get in and help with us. Thank you, Father, for Brother Brown, who orchestrates this program. Bless him, Father, and his family, Father. Be with us this night. We pray this prayer in Jesus' name. We pray. Amen.
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 Yeah, this is Open Forum. And we want to thank you for tuning in and calling in ahead of time. This program is sponsored by the Church of Christ in Darren Loop, while Louis Parker IV is local minister, in cooperation with the Church of Christ in Worcester, where I serve, Brother Robbins, as local minister there. And we want to thank Brother Brown for serving as our moderator to keep this program moving. Thank God for you, Brother Brown. And if you have any questions, let us know ahead of time so we can have enough time to address them as we're on the air. As we have for a topic today, I've noticed many people have tried to quote the scripture and read the scripture, and sometimes you can tell when people don't know the Bible. Because I heard a politician just the other day try to read from the Bible, and he referred to 2 Corinthians as 2 Corinthians. And I told him that this guy does not know the scripture. Because anybody that's speaking the word of God can refer to it as 2 Corinthians. Everybody knows the 2 Corinthians. Amen. I remember one time I told a guy to read 2 John 9. And he says to me, 2 John 9 what? And that told me right there he knows scripture, because if anybody knows scripture, you know 2 John only had one chapter. Amen. He thought I was trying to give him a trick question. It wasn't a trick question. It's just that I assumed that since he came into scripture, I assumed he knew it. And that just goes to prove you can't teach something you don't know. Before one can tell it like it is, you got to know it like it is. Amen.
Amen.
That's just where it's at. So we want to focus. You hear people all the time say, people, you need Jesus. You need Jesus. What I'm trying to convey to people is this. It's kind of hard to tell people they need Jesus if they think they already have him.
Amen.
It's kind of hard to tell people they need, what we're trying to say is you need to know what Jesus taught, his doctrine. Everybody believe, most people believe in Jesus when he came on earth, he lived and died, and hung on the cross and died, and resurrected. But that's
Amen.
Not all to it. They're doing all the facts of the gospel, yes. But you don't obey facts. You listen and hear facts. You obey commands. It's the commandment of the gospel you have to obey. You got to hear the gospel and believe what you have heard, repent of one's sins, confess and be baptized in water. These are all commands. And the thing about it is this. When it comes down to a command, it's called a precept. Whenever in English language, when you study it, whenever a sentence begins with an action word like hear, believe, repent, confess, be baptized, these are action words. That means the you is understood. Amen. You
Amen.
You believe. You repent. You confess. And you need to see what I mean? And the you is universal. Amen. This is
Amen.
This is what he and the apostles taught. This is what we're talking about. People need to obey the gospel. So we're asking
Amen.
You, if something you're doing is not found in the doctrine of Christ, it is best to leave it alone. If you can't read it, then don't believe it. The number to call is 1-347-840-8256. Brother Parker.
Yes, let Brother Williams come on now. And
Brethren, I appreciate you, Brother Robbins, for making that point. I teach people as well. If it's not written, it's not the truth. Jesus, when he got ready to defend the truth and to fight against Satan during the temptation, he said it over and over again. It is written. Satan got smart with him. He said, well, it's written that God will dispense a legion of angels to catch you so that your foot will not even touch the ground. Jesus said, it is written again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. The thing is, God's word is what everybody needs in order to know what we got to do to be saved. A lot of folks walking around claiming to be saved, and as Brother Horace Robbins pointed out, some
Amen.
Of them don't even know the scripture. They don't know
Amen.
Where it's found that they are saved. They don't know how they got saved. And some of them, they don't have no Bible for their salvation. All they got is the word of their pastor, the
Amen.
Word of the preacher, the word of the Pope. They don't have no Bible for their salvation by grace. They have the same Bibles we have. Even the Jehovah's Witness have their own New World Translation. But much of that is exactly written and read like we have. And even on some of those points, they are mistaken. The Bible speaks of one church, one body, one Father, one Lord, one Savior, one
Amen.
Baptism, one faith, one hope. They got all that in the Bible. It also says that in Colossians chapter 1 and verse number 13, we have been translated out of the kingdom of darkness and have been transferred into the kingdom of God's dear Son. But yet, their Bible says that, but they claim we don't even have the kingdom. It hadn't come yet. What people have to know is the truth. the Bible doesn't say that the kingdom has not come. It says that we are in the kingdom. When John was receiving the Revelation letter, in Revelation 1, he said to those he was writing to, that I am your brother in the patience and the tribulation and the kingdom of Christ. How could you be my brother in the kingdom and there is no kingdom? The problem with most religious people that we talk to is they know something about the Bible, but as Brother Horace Robinson pointed out, they don't really know the scriptures.
Amen.
Our job is to make sure that we give people the scriptures. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 4 through 6, talks about the unity of the Spirit and the unity of the faith that is in the gospel. And everything is about Christ. All power is in Christ's hand. Matthew chapter 28, verse 18 and 19. Jesus is the only one in the Bible that ever said he was going to build a church. Matthew 16 and 18. And he built that church. That church was established on the day of Pentecost in A.D. 33 at 9 a.m. in the morning in the city of Jerusalem. All 12 of the apostles were present at that time and preached the first gospel sermon. If your church doesn't have this auspicious beginning, it's the wrong church.
Amen.
Most folk are members of churches that didn't even start in the Middle East, let alone Jerusalem. Most people are members of churches that are less than 600 years old, and the Church of Christ is 1,985 years old. The Bible is right.
Amen.
Men are mistaken. We have got to continue to spread the message that we have to follow the
Amen.
Hello? Hey, you there?
Any questions on the air, Brother Brown? Do you have any questions?
No, sir, not at the moment. We lost Brother Williams. I don't know if he was lying.
Well, we all got to understand. Those of you that have Bibles, open your Bibles now. And we want to look at something from the Bible that will really make all of us feel better about ourselves. Mark the 10th chapter and the 17th verse. Mark 10, 17. And we'll look at that 17th verse. And I want you to just take this one here and just deal with it and understand what happened. The Bible reads, and when he would have gone forth into the way, there came one running and kneeled to him and asked him, Good master, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life? And Jesus said unto him, Why call ye me good? There is none good but one, that is God. Thou knowest the commandments, do not commit adultery, do not kill, do not steal, do not bear false witness, defraud not, honor thy father and mother. And he answered and said unto him, Master, all these have I observed from my youth. Then Jesus, beholding him, loved him, and said unto him, One thing thou lackest, go thy way, sell whatsoever thou hast, and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come, take up the cross, and follow me. Verse 22. And he was sad at that saying, and went away grieved, for he was are millions of people on planet Earth right now living for stuff and things and possessions and everything they can get their hand on. But how many are walking in the footsteps of Jesus? If you begin to live the Christian life, the true Christian life, as Brother Robbins and Brother Williams pointed out, the church that's in the Bible, when you become a member of the church that's in the Bible, and you start walking in the footsteps of Jesus, live a blessed life. Everything that you can handle upon this earth, when you walk in the footsteps of Jesus, you will live the most blessed life you could ever live on earth, and then die and live the most wonderful life of heaven the rest of your existence. Think about it. God is not a liar. He blessed us. When we do his will, he blesses us. And God knows what every one of us are different that have ever been born on this earth. The dead and the are different people. And God knows what you can handle. Too many people look at Donald Trump and want to be a Donald Trump. Not many going to be a Donald Trump. Not at all. Because Satan controls those riches up there. Now, if you're a Christian, you can be rich, too. But you wouldn't be a man like that or a woman like that. You would be humble and you would be gracious and loving and kind and giving and doing and helping those that need help. What Jesus told him? You should be helping the poor. Hey! Some of us are living for stuff and things. You need to live for Jesus Christ. Brother Robin.
Yes. If you have questions, the number to call is 1-347-850-8256. 1-347-850-8256. We're still focusing here on the doctrine of Christ. Too many people want to have Jesus, but they want to ignore his doctrine. And don't let the word doctrine scare you. Doctrine simply means teaching. In John 6:45, Jesus our Lord said, "It is written in the prophets, they shall all be taught of God. Every man, therefore, that hath heard and learned of the Father, come to me." Whenever you have the combination of hearing and learning, that infers there has to be some teaching. The people have to be taught. Not only taught, but taught properly. Because, see, false information or misinformation or half information intermingled with falsehood have the same outcome as no information. The person is just as lost before as they are after. Because, see, if you've been misinformed, that's just as bad as being uninformed. It's like, I remember in grade school, if you were to go home and do the homework off the wrong page, the next day in school, you get credit for that because you did the wrong homework. That was misinformation. Make sure before you can shut it like it is, make sure you know it like it is. We're saying let's go to the Bible and let's see what it is that you're teaching, because there are too many folk out there teaching things that's found nowhere in the doctrine of Christ. Here's
Amen.
An example.
Amen.
To take small babies, and pour water on their head, and you call that christening or baptism for babies, that's found nowhere in the Holy Scriptures. At one time, that was mainly among the Catholics. But now other people are starting to embrace that false doctrine. But can anyone out there listen? I know you're listening. I know you're out there. Can anyone out there have the nerve or have the guts or have the faith to call us and show us in the Bible where that's found, because I can't find it. The Holy Scriptures teach in three ways: by a direct command, an approved example, or necessary inference. Baptizing little babies, one, it was never commanded. Two, we find no example of it anywhere in the Bible. And three, it's not even inferred or implied. So where did it come from? From heaven or from men? If it is in the Bible, I have never found it. Brother Parker, you ever found it in the Bible?
No, nowhere in the Bible.
Brother William?
Brother Johnson, man?
Yes, sir.
Johnson, have you ever found it in the Bible?
Christian. No, sir.
Now,
you got
if
you
can't find it,
but probably you can't find either. So, if you're out there, and I know you're listening, if you know where it's found in the Bible, please call us and share with us that information. Tell us where it is so we can read it for ourselves. Because I can't find it. I can't find the Bible anywhere. The number to call is 1-347-850-8256. Brother Johnson.
Yes, sir. The Apostle Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 10, he said, "Now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that ye speak the same thing, that there be no division among you, that ye be perfectly joined together in the same mind and the same judgment." My Bible tells me that I'm to speak the same thing you to speak, Brother Parker, Brother Robin, Brother William, Brother Brown. We are to agree what the Bible says, not what men say. Men have no heaven to put me in or no hell to put me in.
Amen.
If we can't go by the Bible, then we need to close the book and leave it alone. It's better for a man to not even tamper with the scriptures. You see, a lot of folk grabbing scriptures like they did in Jeremiah days, and they say they're coming in the name of the Lord, but they wasn't wearing his name. Jeremiah 23, beginning at verse 16 through 28. You see, a lot of folk want to tuck a Bible under their arm, Brother Robin, and say, I'm a preacher. But what preacher are you? Are you a man of God, or are you a man of the devil? You see, we got a whole lot of preachers out here. They're not God's preachers. See, God's preachers got the truth because he have obeyed the truth. If he's serving God, he's going to tell a man what the book say and nothing else. We don't go by opinion. We go by facts. You see, a whole lot of folk going on opinion. Well, my preacher said this and your preacher said that. Well, what does the Bible say? In Amos chapter 3 and verse 3, it says, "How can two walk together except they agree?" We're talking about the Bible now. We're not talking about cars and houses. We're talking about the Word of God. If me and you can't agree on the same message, Brother Robin or Brother Park or Brother Brown, then we need to close the book down and leave it alone before it gets us in trouble. Because what we preach to the people in the world and to ourselves, we're going to answer to God for it. You see, we're not going to get away with anything. God done told us what he wants us to do. He said in his word, and he said unto the apostles too, he said, "Go and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned." That's God talking to us, letting us know what he wants done. In Matthew, the 28th chapter, beginning at verse 18 through 20, he said, "All power is given unto me in heaven and on earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things, and lo, I am with you even until the end of the world." We got folk running around out here in the world, don't know the scripture, don't study the Bible, but got it up under their arm and talking about, "I'm a preacher, I'm a pastor, I'm a deacon," and all this, and yet they don't know what the scripture teaches. We need to follow what God has to say. I keep telling people, follow the book or leave it alone. The Bible tells me in Romans, the 10th chapter, and verse 17, so faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Man must hear what God has to say. God talks through the book. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1 and 2, he told us right there. But you know what man said now? God called me to preach. I don't read nowhere God called sinners to preach his word.
Amen.
If you're a sinner, you cannot preach God's word and don't know the truth. You out here lying to the people.
Amen.
When I got baptized into Christ, then I could teach God's word when I started studying, attending Bible studies and Bible classes, and made up my mind I wanted to serve God and do what I'm supposed to do. But I'm jumping up here, grabbing a Bible, and running out here trying to get me a following. See, all these churches that we see that these people talk about, I'm Baptist and Methodist and Catholic and Jehovah's Witness, those churches are the devil churches. They're not Christ churches. Christ never started those churches. He never did, Brother Robin, and we can prove it from the scripture. The devil started that mess. Christ built one church. Matthew 16, verse 18, so up on this rock, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. You see, man wants to take over Jesus' place. You know, Jesus now don't even have a church like man claiming. Man said, well, this is my church. You go to a building now, and we got some of our brethren in the Church of Christ saying that. Well, this is my church. This is my pulpit. And you got to do what I say. I ain't got to do nothing you say. I'm following Jesus. I don't trust no flesh. In Jeremiah, the 17th chapter, beginning at verse 7 and 8, he said, put no trust in no flesh. Don't put no trust in no man. Man will lie and deceive you. He's doing it every day.
Amen.
You look at him and you watch him. Watch how he do it. He takes a scripture and start running with it. And when you catch him, oh, well, I didn't mean it that way. Yes, he didn't mean what he said.
Amen.
He wasn't looking for you to catch it. So you ought to have some kind of sense. If you know the truth, Brother Parker, Brother Robin, myself, Brother William, Brother Brown, we can stand against the world with that foolishness. Because in 2 John chapter 1, verse 9, whosoever transgresses and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ hath both the Father and the Son. You see, man don't have God. The man of God has God and he has his word. See, I don't need no private interpretation. 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 21, all I got to do is go to the Word and study. 2 Timothy 2:15, so study to show thyself approved unto God. A workman need not shame me, rightly divide the word of truth. You know, most men will not study. They just say, my preacher going to do this. And my preacher this, and my preacher that. We got men's call. And every man now, God is supposed to be the reverend, but man claim he's the reverend.
Yeah.
Well, my Bible tells me in Psalm 111, verse 9, God is reverend, not man. And in Job 32 and verse 21 and 22, the Bible tells me not to give man flattering titles. But man, I got away from the book. And when we get away from God's word, we'll have a problem.
Amen.
The world is messed up with all this old foolish doctrine going on. I'm telling you, I go to you, brethren.
Thank you, brother. Number to call is 1-347-850-8256. For any of your questions or comments, you may call us and discuss these things live on the air. Just dial 1-347-850-8256. And while I'm going that way, I want to say this. Contrary to popular belief, God doesn't call anybody to preach.
Amen.
Not today.
Amen.
He doesn't. God, the universal call is the call of the gospel.
That's
a universal call.
Amen.
There are three calls, actually. The first is a biological call. That's a call to life. That's done by procreation. God put that emotion back in the Garden of Eden. Okay? Then you have the death call. That's also universal, and that's to all flesh. We're going that way. But the only way you got a choice in is the universal gospel call. You can choose to obey it or choose not to. That's how God calls us.
Amen.
God calls us by the
Amen.
Gospel. That's why it must be preached for men to hear it. See, the word preach means to proclaim vociferously. That means with a loud voice. Why with a loud voice, Brother Robbins? That men may hear, because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. That's why the gospel got to be preached so men could hear it, because that's
Amen.
How faith
means. Amen.
Faith comes no other way but by hearing. That's the only way the Bible says faith comes. It comes by hearing. So that's why the gospel of God be preached. So if you people out there telling you that God called them to preach, then I tell you the truth. I don't care if it's a man or a woman, or if it's a dog. God doesn't call anybody to preach. No, God calls them by the gospel call. So that's what I'm saying. Let's go to the Bible. If you claim that God called you to preach, let us go to the Bible and see where it says that. Because the Bible says emphatically in Romans 10:17, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word. As a matter of fact, let's go read it. Let's go over here and read it for ourselves. In Romans, the 10th chapter. In the 10th chapter of Romans, see what the Bible says here. We'll start reading verse 13. For the Bible says, for whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. The call in this context is not a verbatim call to heaven. This is a call for obedience. It's not even a call for prayer. It's a call for obedience. How do you know, Brother Robbins? Read the next verse. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed?
Amen.
And how shall they believe
Amen.
On him in whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent, as it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them, get this now, that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. In verse 16, but they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah said, Lord, who hath believed our report? So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. That's the only place in the Bible that ever said that.
Amen.
So if anybody claiming that God called them to preach, they are not telling the truth, because faith, the gospel treasure, is not in heavenly vessels. It's in earthly vessels. That's why it got to be preached. See?
Amen.
It's not going to be preached that men, it got to be preached loudly. I know some men get offended because you preach loud, you raise your voice. That's the way the Bible says do it, with a loud voice. Vociferously. Why? That men may hear. That's why John heard a voice in Revelation as loud as a trumpet. What are trumpets used for? The loudness is to get someone's attention. That's
all
why
right.
You raise
Amen.
Your voice.
Amen.
See, you got to hear this. And I'm hoping, I know you're out there listening, but I want you to gather enough courage to call us and discuss these things, because truth has nothing to fear. The number to call is 1-347-850-8256. 1-347-850-8256. Brother Wheaton, you there? Brother Wheaton?
Brother Wheaton is here. I want to defer to someone. My voice is failing me. Can't do much talking right now. But I'm still with you. I'm listening. Praise God. I can't hardly talk right now.
I understand. Well, anyway, Brother Brown, do we have any calls on the line?
No, sir. We have some people just listening. We got Brother Parker the Fourth online. If he wants to say something,
let him in.
Yes, sir. Yeah, yes, sir. Just appreciate everyone's comments, and I think it's going well. You know, one of the problems with the world today, though, is that everyone is trying to come up with his or her own idea about how things are supposed to be, specifically the Word of God. You know, the God established truth, and whatever God say truth is, that's what truth is. You know, today we live in a postmodern society where man believes in moral relativism, and basically what that is that man believes that whatever I want truth to be, then that's what truth is. Whatever truth is to you, that's what truth is. Whatever truth is to me, that's what truth is. And man believes today that there are many truths, but that's not what the Bible teaches. The Bible teaches that there's only one truth. Man today is wrapped up also in secular humanism, you know, basically having man, causing man to become his own God. And we know that when man becomes his own God, he only leads himself to destruction. So that's why it's so important to keep on preaching the Word of God. And that's what we got to continue to do, is preaching the Word of God in season, out of season, whether people want to hear it or they don't want it.
Yes.
If somebody don't want to hear something, does that mean we stop telling it? Absolutely not. Just because somebody say, well, I don't believe that, I believe it's another way, does that mean we got to change it to fit what someone else believes? Absolutely not. We got to stick with the Word of God and keep declaring the gospel message in its purest and simplest form so that souls will be saved. And declaring Jesus is how people are saved. People are saved by Christ. Christ is who saves, and you got to add it to his body in order to have salvation. So therefore, we got to keep on declaring this message. And I'm so appreciative to preachers who are willing and able to stand firm and flat-footed and preaching the gospel without reserve and without adding to it nor taking away from it. That's why I'm so appreciative to Brother Parker Jr., Brother Robbins, and Brother Justin, and Brother Williams, and all the brothers that work so diligently, and Brother Brown for administering this program. And it's just so we just invite callers to call in, because you know, if you got a question to ask it, because you're not the only one who's thinking about the question. And by you asking a question, see, you could help somebody else who's wondering the same thing. So do we have any callers right now? Any callers?
Yeah, we've got a couple of
people. Tell them press button number one. If you
guys are listening there.
Okay, all right. Yeah. Well, if no callers, let me I'll ask a question then for the floor. I'll ask a question for the floor. Let me see what to ask and how to ask it. In discussing biblical typology, you know, the type and the correspondence of the antitype, can the ministers address the correspondence between the ark and the church? And I know that for the senior experienced preacher that's on the panel, you know, this question might be considered elementary to some people, but I believe that is a lot of meat in that question, and I think that it's a lot of meat that our listeners might could feed on, because not everybody see that. Not everybody see that the ark and the church correspond together. So I just wanted to ask the preachers to address the correspondence between the ark and the church.
Thank you, Brother Parker. Thank you
very
much. Thank you. Thank you. We can't thank you enough, because these are things that we in the Lord's church take for granted, whereas untold millions are unaware of. Although they may know about the story of Noah and can tell you about it. They made movies about it. But they never saw the correspondence between the one and the other. Hear what Jesus our Lord said about it. Let's get to what Jesus our Lord said about it. In Matthew 24 chapter, look at verse 36. Jesus our Lord says, verse 37 rather, but as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking and marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. You know, God commissioned Noah to build an ark, ironically, of one kind of wood. Of all the wood out there, God told Noah to build that ark of one kind of wood. Now, had he lived in generic to say just build an ark of wood, then any kind of wood would have done. But God specified gopher wood.
Amen.
Had Noah used any other kind of wood, the ark wouldn't have made it, because that was disobedience, because God specified gopher wood. When he said gopher wood, he didn't have to say, don't use pine, don't use oak, don't use cedar, don't use elm, don't use redwood. When he said gopher wood, that automatically excluded any other kind out there. I don't care if Noah had a pine forest in his backyard. God said gopher wood. Amen. So, Noah is a type of Christ. The ark is a type of church building. The flood was a type of judgment. See? God commissioned Noah to build that, and Noah, while building that ark, Noah preached for 120 years.
Yeah.
But yet, only 8 people got into that ark. Although Noah preached for 120 years. Now, if you haven't gotten your thing together in 120 years, what's your problem? Because Noah kept right on preaching. But the point to the matter is, when the time came, look what God said to Noah. He said, come thou and all thy house in the ark. He didn't say go in the ark. Why did he say come? Because God was in there with him. Because the Bible said, and the Lord shut him in. God closed the door to Noah's ark. Just like now, right now, Christ, the door to the church is open.
Amen.
Christ going to close it. And if you're not in then, it'd be the same as in Noah's day. What happened to everybody who didn't get into Noah's ark? Jesus, I don't know, they perished. Jesus, so we got the same message. The same message, the same gospel.
Yes.
One of these days when all the preaching is over, one of these days when all preaching is over in this life, and closed the door to the Lord's church. And when he closed it, that's it.
That's it.
Amen. You want more, if you want another reference, the 25th chapter of Matthew about those 10 virgins. Read it for yourself. Because it was 5 wise and 5 foolish. The 5 foolish didn't have any extra oil. When they ran to go buy something and come back, the door was shut and it was too late.
Amen.
The number to call, 1-347-850-8256. 1-347-850-8256. Brother Parker.
Yes, sir. This is a hot one now. That ark was saved by water. All you have to do is get into the ark. Noah was preaching and telling the people to get into the ark, as Brother Robin said. And the Bible says it's 120 years. Now listen, preachers, don't run to the preachers. You may be getting tired of preaching. You better stop that foolishness and keep on preaching. Because I know you've never preached 120 years, but you just keep on doing what God said to. And because the gospel is something folk do not want. Now we're talking about churches here. You know, now you wake me up. I want to do this list again. Church of Christ, listen, listeners. It was started in A.D. 33. Now, where all these other churches came from? Well, it wasn't until 606 A.D. the Catholic Church was started, the Roman Catholic Church, in 1530. In Germany, the Martin Luther Church, the Lutheran, in 1534, the Episcopalian Church, in 1536, the Presbyterian Church, in 1550, Congregational Church, in 1607, the Baptist Church, in 1739, the Methodist Church, in 1830, the Latter-day Saint Church, in 1866, the Christian Scientists, in 1872, the Jehovah's Witnesses, and from then we got more now that we don't have listed. The only church that's going to stand when Jesus comes back is the Christian church in the midst of all this other foolishness. We've talked about it now. Men calling themselves God, Reverend, Psalms 111, verse 9, which at one time in the Bible, I would be scared to even use that title. Not only that, they got some of everything else going on in churches. They're doing whatever they want to do in the churches now. Not worshiping God, but having fun in church. God instructed us, 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 2, preach the word. Now, every Lord's Day preacher, you get up there and you preach the word. They don't like it now. We're in an out-of-season era now. Everything almost is out of season. It's full of truth and righteousness. Hey, so bad now, man can marry another man. A woman can marry another woman. Hey, and you'll see two men walking down the street holding hands and hugging and kissing. Two women walking down the street hugging, holding hands and kissing. This is a dirty shame in the sight of God. And that's why he's not blessing America right now. We need some callers or somebody to call in and squeeze if you want to. Just tell us if you want to. You tell us about it. You know it's wrong. You know it's wrong. You better stand up and declare that's wrong, and that is not going to bless this country. We're no longer one nation under God. We now are one nation under hell. That's what we are now. And us Christians, we're not going to go to hell with them. That's why we know about Noah and the ark. We're not in the ark. We don't want to get burned up. Jesus is coming one day and wrap us up in the midst of the air. We'll be caught up with him in the air and be saved to go to heaven. Down here, folks will be running to rocks and in the dens of the mountains and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the rock. For the great day of the wrath of the Lamb is come, and who shall be able to stand? They know they're going to hell. So let's not do that, church. We're going to be caught up in the air. Go to heaven with Jesus. Turn to the world in righteousness. That's what we're living right for down here now. Live right, die right in Christ Jesus. And that church is in the Bible. All the rest of them, the first one after the church of Christ was established, started in 606 A.D. Somebody got some good math? 536 years ago. He'll tell you how many years it was before that Catholic Church was started.
Yes, sir. 573. And Brother Parker, why is it going that way? Can I ask another question for the floor? You know, we see a lot of things changing today. A lot of the churches that you mentioned, Brother Parker, a lot of those churches over time changed some of their doctrine, you know, with the ways of
Amen.
The world. So let me ask this. As the world continues to change, and we know that change is inevitable, as the world continues to change, whether it be for better or for worse, what is wrong with the church changing her doctrine, or what is wrong with changing the Bible in order to fit the change that's going on in the world? Can we do that?
No.
The answer is emphatically no.
Amen.
See, okay,
Amen.
Let's go back all the way back to our first parents. God had a direct command that they could eat anything, any tree in the garden except this certain one. Now, to make sure it didn't happen, God could have removed the tree from the garden, but he didn't.
Right.
He left it there. He could have the desire from Adam and Eve. He didn't. He left it there. And the third thing, he could have taken the command away, but he didn't. He left it there. Because God's command, God's word, is still valid. Man must
Amen.
Obey. Man must
Amen.
Obey. Trends may come and trends may go, but the word of God endures forever. And when it's all said and done, we're going to all be judged by those things written in the Bible. Whether men like it or not, you can cuss, you can fuss, you can swell up and bust. When you do, the Bible is still right. Whether men
Amen.
Like it or not, God's not going to change the Bible for me or anywhere
Amen.
Else. He's not going to change the Bible. I must change. I must repent. See, here in this country, we got a bad habit. We got a mentality to change things to suit our own personality, to our own ideology. We want to change things to suit us. Take those things we know are wrong. And then we're going to make it popular among certain groups. We're going to try to make it right. That idea is not new. You'll find that in Isaiah. In the 20th chapter, in Isaiah 5, verse 20, the Bible says, woe unto them that call evil good and good evil.
Evil.
That put light for darkness and darkness for light. That put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. So see, that stuff is not new. The wise man tells us in Ecclesiastes chapter 1 and verse 9, he says, the thing that hath been is that which shall be, and
Amen.
That which is done is that which shall be.
Amen.
And there is no new thing on earth.
Yes.
That's not even not new. God's not going to change the Bible for me or for you or anybody else. And while I'm going that way,
yes.
and Brother Paul would say in Romans 3:3, and what if some did not believe? Shall their unbelief make the peace of God without effect? God forbid. You let God be true, let man lie. The Bible is right, whether man believe it or not. The Bible is
Amen.
True.
Amen.
Well, Parker.
Yes. And remember this, it makes a difference what you believe. You got to understand that. You can't afford to be mistaken. The Bible holds the answer. Unlock your doors and see for yourself. Folk don't hardly even pick up their own Bibles. They have Bibles, and you ask them, well, you have a Bible? Yes, I have a Bible. You say, well, let me see your Bible. They don't even know where it is. Some forgot where they put it, but they get it and they dust the top off of it and bring it to you. Got been sitting up there, and got dust in everything else. But they got a Bible. Where do you look at it? They look at the magazines. You look around and they've got all kinds of magazines. With a man, he probably got a whole lot of them magazines with them naked women on it in there under his bed. He is somewhere. But he's looking at the magazine. Where's your Bible? Where's your Bible? And then some people get a Bible and they forget where they put it and can't hardly find it up in the house. That's pitiful. We have to start studying and looking at the Word. And you know something? A lot more people would obey the gospel and the church that's written in the Bible if they sit there and read, because they'll go to church and they already read something, and they hear that preacher up there talking all kind of foolishness. He was just sitting rumped down on the stump somewhere. You really read in Acts chapter 2 what Peter and them said, what they talked about and everything, and baptized them in the name of Jesus into the church of Christ. Didn't baptize them. Did you find any instruments that they had in Pentecost? Were they banging on drums and organs and everything, or music or strings or something, singing and carrying on in Acts chapter 2? No! Peter preached the doctrine of Christ. Amen? Brother Johnson, something wrong with my phone. Brother Johnson.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, you know, Brother Robinson and Brother Parker, y'all here?
I'm here.
Hello?
I'm here.
Yeah, we on. Come on.
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah. We can hear you.
Okay. I was listening to Brother Robinson and Brother Parker. What you were saying is true, brethren. But I'm going to say this to back you up, we get ready to close, is this. As long as you got God's word in your hand and in your heart, preach it like it is. Don't let the people tell you anything different. Just keep on preaching the book, whether they want to hear it or not. You see, men don't want to always hear what God got to say. They want man to interpret what they think he ought to say. God says it, that settles it. It ain't no, I feel this way and I don't think this is right. When God spoke it, it was existing and that was it. Man just going to have to surrender and come back to the book or he's going to be lost and he's going to hell.
Amen.
That's the bottom line to the whole Bible. Ain't no ifs and ends about it. We got to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ the way he told us to preach it. Huh?
Yes.
You see, we want to get away from the book and bring in human philosophy. It's not going to work. The Apostle Paul warned us about that in Colossians chapter 2 and verse 8. He said, be aware of philosophy of men. We got to preach the word and the only word, and that's the word of God. God set it up. The church is here. If an individual, like Brother Robinson said, he got a choice. If he choose not to get in, leave him alone. If he choose to get in, you preach to him, you teach him, and hoping that he will stay in the church that Jesus built and leave all the rest of that junk in the world.
Amen.
The Church of Christ is the only church that I read. You read Brother Parker. You read Brother William. You read Brother Robin. You read Brother Parker the Fourth and Brother Brown. We do not read no other churches in the Bible.
Amen.
In Acts the 20th chapter and verse 28, he said, take heed therefore which the Holy Ghost has made you overseer. Feed the church of God which he purchased with his own blood. He said, because after my departure, grievous wolves shall enter in, sparing not the flock. Even men rising up, speaking perverse things to draw away disciples after. It's already happening, brethren. Preach that book. Preach the word of God. Preach the gospel. Keep on preaching it. Preach it in Brookshire. Preach it in Texas City. Preach it in Wooden. Preach it all over the world. If your person calls you to come preach, you're telling the same thing you're telling at the congregation you at. I'll turn it over to you, brethren.
Amen. Brother Robin?
Yes, we're about out of time. I want to thank Brother Lewis Parker for bringing this thing to the forefront today. There were some very, very important questions that need asking because that stuff to about changing the church for today's society. That stuff first started coming up way back in 1991. We started hearing that mess. And now look where it's grown to. That's why we got to strive to maintain the purity of the doctrine of Christ. We can't imagine who's going to stay and who's going to go. Look at Judas. He was handpicked by Christ himself. Yet he chose to betray him for 30 pieces of silver. See?
Right. Right.
That's what he chose to do. He didn't have to do it. He chose that. Man
that's
is
right.
a free moral.
Amen.
He has the ability to choose. God's not going to take away that from you. And Brother Parker said, you can choose to do what's right or choose to go to hell. That's your home. And I'm not going to sound harsh.
Yes, that's your choice. Amen.
I'm not
going to
sound harsh or disrespectful or anything. It is the ball's in your court. You can choose to hear it and choose not to. But the ball is
Amen.
In your court. We're out of time. We want to thank our panel guests, Brother Parker, Brother Lewis Parker IV, Brother Williams, and Brother Johnson, and Brother Brown for being our moderator. Tune in
Amen.
On next Thursday at 7:30. And please, call us. Don't be afraid. Don't be bashful. Call us and discuss these things, and we guarantee you, you ask a Bible question, we'll give you a Bible answer. The number to call is 1-347-850-8256. 1-347-8256. The dumbest question in the world is the one that's never asked. Tune in
Amen.
On next Thursday at 7:30. Thank you very much.
Amen.
God bless you. May God keep you. Bye-bye. We're up there.